Country Pop FM.
This date in history, it's what you've all waited for. You've been just hanging on until this time of the morning so you can enjoy what we call the Bob Almanac history events and, of course, notable birthdays. Not all birthdays. Somebody got after me for leaving Benicio Del Toro off the list the other day, and I said he didn't make it. It's just like the Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to be on 68% of the ballots or you don't make it. He was only like 63.4% of the ballots.
Right.
He hasn't been doing much. I mean, he was in the Avengers movies. He played the Collector, but he's kind of been out of sight. That might have been the day we did the Wilona. No, maybe that was yesterday. I can't remember. Let's move on. I mean, they kind of all run together.
They do a little bit.
In fact, I probably could go back a year ago, 2 years ago, play the same almanac. You wouldn't know. Same jokes,
right.
Same audio, right. same everything. Yeah. Other than sometimes people pass away and they cross over.
That's true.
They cross over from the living to the gone but not forgotten.
Right.
February 21st, Friday, 52nd day of the year, 314 left, 1848. Everybody should at least at one point in time in their life release a manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels released the Communist Manifesto, this date, 1848. So you think about that, 1848 Communist Manifesto, and then they didn't have really the Communist Revolution in Russia until 1917. Right. Took a while to build some momentum, Neil.
Yeah, it's just like crafting a plan to get out of prison.
1878 here, this date.
Let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah, fingers do the walking. First ever telephone directory issued in the U.S. this date in 1878. Residents in New Haven, Connecticut, they didn't have to do a whole lot of walking with their fingers because it was just a single page with only 50 names. Humble beginnings for phone directories, and now they don't even...
It would get thicker, but now they don't even use them.
No, you don't even phone books at home anymore.
Nope.
You used to wait for them. They'd show up on your stoop or in your mailbox or somewhere, and they were huge. Remember the Minneapolis phone book, how big it was?
The white pages and the yellow pages.
All together, they really were doing their walking. That's where a lot of people got their cardio from. They got cardio from their fingers doing the walking through the phone directory. 1931, also historic here.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast.
Alka-Seltzer introduced to consumers this day, 1931. Up to that point, you just had to have an upset stomach and live with it.
Yes.
There was no way to battle an upset stomach.
Thank goodness for Alka-Seltzer.
1947.
Polaroid's One Step is the largest selling camera in the United States.
Oh, really? How many have they sold?
Well, millions. We're counting this one.
They didn't sell that when they gave it to you.
I'm working it off. I tell everybody how...
Hey, if Rockford's selling it, I'm buying it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, a lot of commercials here today. It was the Polaroid camera. The Polaroid camera. Edwin Land demonstrated it. It could take and develop a picture in about a minute. You know what?
That was cool.
But, you know, the pictures from the Polaroid were never that good. They weren't good in the 80s and 90s. I can't imagine how bad they were in 47. They just weren't that good.
I thought they were pretty good.
They were never as good as regular.
Well, no, but...
I mean, considering how
quicker.
Fast. You had to... You get what you get. I mean, you're not going to go to McDonald's to get a steak. You're going to get what you get. You're going to get a fried burger.
Right.
So, basically, Polaroid photo was a fried burger. Now, if you use a Nikon or a nice Kodak camera where you actually had to have the film developed, then that's the steak.
There you go.
So, it served its purpose. Thank you, James Garner. And thank you, Edwin Land, for the Polaroid Land camera, 1947. In the news today. That's not loud enough. Civil rights leader Malcolm X shot to death. We had a little news report there, but it's just not enough audio, not enough volume. It was a problem. He was just 39 when he was gunned down.
Wow.
Addressing a crowd in New York City this date, 72.
This very moment, through the wonder of telecommunications, more people are seeing and hearing what we say than on any other such occasion in the whole history of the world.
President Nixon was in China. He was in China. He had landed in China. He began his historic visit in China this date in 72. Many people said only Nixon could go to China.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. In 1979... It was a high-scoring affair. I'd like to see what the shooting percentage was of this game. Iowa girls high school basketball, they played four scoreless quarters, and they ended up having to go to four overtimes before the game was decided by a score of 4-2.
Wow.
And yes, each basket was worth 2 points. It's not like each basket was worth a tenth of a point or something like that, some new fan, maybe metric scoring system. No. It was 2 points per basket, no three-point shot. Iowa girls basketball, four overtimes, your final, 4-2.
Would have liked to have called that one.
It might be something where you go, maybe basketball isn't for you.
This is true.
So, 1988, this date.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood.
Well, that's Jimmy Swaggart on this date, as he admitted to his sins. He had been caught, of course, with a lady of the evening.
Yes.
A streetwalker in a seedy motel. Mm-hmm. 1988, he did this. And I go, okay, a little over the top, but maybe he's repentant. Yes. Maybe he is repenting at this. Guess what? He did it again in 91.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he re-sinned.
He had a problem. I think he did.
We had too much money and a lot of time.
Maybe that's it.
And he liked the ladies. Yep. Jimmy Swaggart, 1988, 1995. Oh, we got more audio.
Good
fantastic.
Morning. We're in the little town of Leader, right here in the Leader Inn. And with me is Steve Fawcett, the man who holds two records now. You're the first one to go solo across the Pacific in a balloon, and you also have the distance record. Why in the world did you take this on? Why did you go for this record?
This is an opportunity to do something new in aviation. And I wanted to seize that opportunity and spend a lot of time preparing for it. And
I'm pretty sure Dorothy traveled a long way in a balloon, too, to get back to Kansas from Oz.
Yeah.
I think that's farther than this guy traveled. Steve Fawcett set all kinds of records. He became the first person to fly solo across the Pacific Ocean in a balloon. And you know what? He should have remained in a balloon. He should have just kept it to balloons, because he actually died of a plane crash in the mid-2000s. So he probably should have just stuck to balloons.
Right.
Right?
Safer.
So that was this date in 95. In 2003, David Hasselhoff and his wife Pamela injured in a motorcycle accident.
Ooh.
And here's a guy, David Hasselhoff, should have stuck to Kit. Kit never would have allowed this to happen.
No.
It was caused by a strong gust of wind. Hasselhoff fractured his lower back. Several ribs were broken. His wife fractured her left ankle and right wrist. They made a full recovery, as you know, Neil.
Yeah.
2003. 3 days of German mourning after this happened because of David Hasselhoff.
He was popular there.
A 30-million-page library is heading to the moon to preserve human civilization. The massive archive is aboard an Israeli lunar lander. This lunar library is the work of the Arch Mission Foundation, a Los Angeles-based nonprofit.
So the Lunar Library heading to the moon. In fact, it landed on the moon. It was stored and is stored on the moon. If you're gonna store something in a controlled environment, you know where you want to store it? In the vacuum of space, Neil.
Right.
Because it won't break down. It won't, it won't deteriorate. There are no rats to eat through your cardboard box, so you lose your Rod Carew rookie card. You know, those kind of things.
Do you need a library?
There's none
card
of that up there.
Check one of those out.
Wow, that's funny. That's good stuff. Where did you come up with that? It's birthday time now.
I've learned from the best.
Of course you have. What time is it?
No idea, Jim.
It's Cagney and Lacey time. I know you had your hots for Tyne Daly, and it's her birthday today, 74. Most people would say Sharon Gless, but, you know, Tyne Daly was a nitty-gritty blue-collar lady. She went out and got it done. So much more gung-ho. Sharon Gless, very seldom did she even get close to solving the crime.
Yeah,
it was always Tyne Daly. Tyne Daly was your nuts and bolts crime fighter. Tyne Daly.
She was in one of the Clinton Dirty Harrys, too.
Oh, well,
like,
yeah. Who wasn't? Tyne Daly, 74, parts here today. Now, the CSI guy.
I know this has been a tough year for all of us. And I've been thinking, I mean, more than usual. I made a decision. I'm going to leave CSI.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
I can live with it.
William Peterson, he's from CSI 67.
Not me. You think I can't be dangerous? Is that it? You all think I'm just an old slipper? Well, am I a good boy? Would a good boy do this? I am running with scissors.
Oh, gosh. First time I saw that, I laughed so hard.
One of the best
right
ever.
After lunch.
And
I'm leaving now.
He's swimming right after lunch. Kelsey Grammer, 65 today. We'll always remember him as Frasier.
So good.
He was Sideshow Bob in Simpsons and, of course, Beast on the X-Men. The Blue Beast,
that's right. Yeah,
65. Mary Chapin Carpenter, we know what she sounds like. She's 62 good. Today. Let's go to the Blue Lagoon. We need to go to the Blue Lagoon.
And wake up. It's Christmas morning.
Christmas?
Yesterday I counted 52 big marks on the tree, and last night he came.
What are you talking about, Richard?
Santa Claus. And I saw his reindeer, Dasher, Dancer,
He's
Prancer.
The Willie Ames lookalike who was trapped on the deserted island with Brooke Shields. Not a bad gig.
No.
Not a bad gig. We should do Fave Five actresses that you would want to be trapped on a island with.
Desert island.
Right, exactly. Desert island. Did she bring her Jordache jeans?
One can only hope.
Nothing comes between her and her Jordache jeans. Ooh, I don't know if you heard that.
I remember that.
So that's Christopher Atkins. That's basically all he's really known for.
Right.
Billy Baldwin.
This is Lance Drake Mandrell. He'll be playing me in the movie.
I'll be becoming you.
Easy, Chief. Lance, this is Diana Jessup Avery's mother.
Diana, are you a time traveler? Because I don't know how my mother-in-law could be younger than my wife.
Was that supposed to be?
So that's Alec Baldwin and Billy Baldwin together on 30 Rock.
Brothers, correct? Yes.
Yeah, they're the Baldwin brothers.
Sure, sure.
I mean, there's Stephen and there's Alec and there's Billy and then there's another one that I can't think of right now. There's the fourth one. But Billy Baldwin is 57. I expected a better response on that bit. That was hilarious. Alec Baldwin with his brother Billy, and Billy was doing an Alec Baldwin impersonation. Your brain is on Fort Myers. You are gone. You're already on the plane. You're on the tarmac. You're already eating your Biscoff cookies. You've gotten your 3 ounces of Coke. You have checked out.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me.
You know, he took this song and gave a little peppy upgrade, didn't he?
Did a nice job with it.
In about the year 2000 or so.
Didn't have a lot of hits. Had a couple.
Wrong 5 O'Clock was the other one that I can think of. Eric Heatherly, you can get him to perform at your parties now for just a couple of beers. He's 50 today. Jennifer Love Hewitt, 41. She's been everywhere.
Like
Sophie
her.
Turner.
I'm Sansa Stark of Winterfell. This is my home. And you can't frighten me.
And then eventually she became the Queen in the North.
Mm.
And that's from, and you don't know, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
That's from Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
When you have your double knee replacement surgery sometime here in the next 5 years, you're going to want to probably, you're going to pick some shows to binge because you're not going to be able to do anything. That'll be one of them.
Game of Thrones
please,
would be a good one.
Please do that. And then Blanket Jackson, the one that Michael Jackson dangled over the railing.
Blanket.
And then put the blanket over him. The youngest son of Michael Jackson, 18, here today.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Yawkey, he owned the Boston Red Sox for 43 years until the mid-70s, 1903. Sam Peckinpah, remember the Wild Bunch and some other movies, 1925. Dr. Jack Ramsey, also 1925. Coach. Longtime coach of the Portland Trail Blazers.
Always wore. He had a lot of plaid suits, if
he
I
did.
Remember.
He did. And then did a lot of radio or TV commentary. 1925 Academy Award or Emmy Award winning actress. Remember Rue McClanahan?
Because wherever we go, people stare at him.
Maybe they're staring at you, honey.
At me.
Oh, only a good friend would tell you this, Rose, but that color you dye your hair. Honey, that hasn't existed since they discontinued the Ford Falcon.
Zinger from Blanche.
On the Golden Girls, Rue McClanahan.
Can you name all three Golden Girls?
No, I know you could. Isn't there four of them?
Well, yeah, the three and then the mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
There was Sophia, of course.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. Emmy Award-winning actor. I know. This is a bad guy in several movies, including Die Hard. and Quigley Down Under. Alan Rickman.
I am an exceptional thief, Mrs. McLean, and since I'm moving up to kidnapping, you should be more polite.
Yippee-ki-yay, Hans.
Uh-huh. Hans Gruber. That's Alan Rickman. He was 1946. 1950, Larry Drake. It's TV theme time once again.
Didn't he play the top lawyer in the firm?
I think so. I don't know.
No, he was actually... He won his award because he played that special needs.
The challenge.
Yeah, the special, the, I don't, what's the proper way to say it?
Yeah, special
Benny.
Needs. Yeah.
Benny was the name. He was like the, office messenger and, and gopher.
Yeah. His name was Larry Drake, and he was born on this day, 1950. One more race car driver, Davey Allison. He died tragically. He was piloting his brand new helicopter on the way to Talladega.
Another helicopter problem.
Yeah, on the way to Talladega, tried to land and got an updraft and then went down hard. And
I'm not going on a helicopter anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. Davey Allison, born on this day, 1961, the Allison Racing family, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Jim, we want you to be the new traffic reporter on Bob FM. We have just purchased a 1973 Hilo. It's ready to go. It's in the parking lot here at Bob FM.
Jump in and...
I'd have to say, no thank you. Neil, you enjoy Florida. It'll be a lonely week without you.
I know. You're going to miss me.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Well, let's start a Bob-a-thon. Your last... Well, you're going to do a Bob-a-thon. Yeah. That'll be your last official duty here before you leave.
Yes.
Is to get a no-repeat workday going for Friday, which is always special. Dottie West, A Lesson in Leaving. Hank Jr., Young Country. Mm. Or our birthday girl today. How old did I say MC Squared is? 62. Mary Chapin Carpenter, The Bug.
Yeah, let's do the birthday girl today.
It's an honor.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.